USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Black Friday, now today, Small Business Saturday. Shoppers across the country being urged to support their small businesses that were hit especially hard during the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's campaign is working on two fronts. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said on Friday, legal battles and state legislators. Giuliani saying that there are legal cases that the campaign could take to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. As far as the allegations of fraud that we're hearing from the Trump campaign, Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican of Florida, reminds us.
There's a difference between being able to prove fraud and then being able to obtain the remedies that would decertify election results. And I think the president has been pretty clear that he wants to expose the fraud not just as a consequence of the 2020 election, but to try to ensure we have more integrity in our elections going forward.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Peter Rex is the founder and CEO of Rex, a tech, investment, and real estate firm. Now, he moved his company from Seattle to Texas earlier this year and says tech companies need new leadership that aligns its location and thinking with the rest of America. Rex says two things need to get done to get new leadership in big tech.
We need to do two things. First, we have to invest in entrepreneurs grounded in Judeo-Christian thinking who are committed to serving people, the types of people you'd love to make your money alongside of. Second, we need to build an alternative power structure outside of Silicon Valley and Seattle, in a place where freedom, faith, and family are flourishing and are still held as sacred.
Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller made a surprise visit to Somalia. The trip came as reports suggest that President Trump is considering the removal of approximately 700 troops currently deployed there. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With the Democratic supermajority in the Oregon legislature and increasingly left-leaning urban areas, conservative rural Oregonians have long felt left out of state politics. Some of these conservative Oregonians are trying to leave the state altogether to preserve their values. Move Oregon's Borders aims to adjust the state so 22 eastern Oregon counties and several northern California counties become part of Idaho. Michael McCarter is the president of Move Oregon's Border.
Well, you know, over the last 20 years, we've watched the Oregon legislature get worse and worse when it comes to conservative issues in Oregon. Their primary concern is urban, around the Portland metro area, and the problems that they're having there. So they take and pass bills, measures, taxes, and all of a sudden it affects us in eastern Oregon, in central Oregon, southern Oregon, and that's not us. We're not that liberal urban area.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed a bill expanding school vouchers to include more low-income families. The previous law provided eligibility at 200% of the poverty level, but the new law expands this to 250% of the poverty level. School Choice of Ohio cheering the move, saying thank you, Governor DeWine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.